Besides this sort of backdrop of layoffs, I think another important thing that we should consider is mentality shift and how biotechnology should be done. Thank you so much for joining me. So I wanted to talk to you today about the biotech in 2024. So I work in biotech, I have been for the last 4 years. Certainly I've seen an interesting developments over the last few years and kind of where we find ourselves when it comes to biotech in 2024. Whether it's a, you know, does it feel apocalyptic? What's changed in the last year or so? How do we adjust to this new biotech reality that we find ourselves in? I guess what I really wanted to focus on is a few things that I've wanted to get off my chest, because a lot of people ask me for advice when it comes to, you know, looking for a job in this new biotech market. And I wanted to touch on that and kind of where we find ourselves in 2024 and what actionable steps we can all take if you are on the market for a job, or if you just try to get a sense of what's going on. Because I feel like a lot of people, especially in this time in the biotech where we find ourselves, it feels like it's hard to comprehend why things happen the way they do. What is really going on? And I want to really break this down to the best of my understanding. I don't pretend to know it all about biotech industry, but I certainly have some thoughts. And as I was discussing this with a number of people who are either looking for a job or looking for some just general career advice, I found my answers to be, you know, provocative, thought-provoking, I would say. So I wanted to share that with a larger audience. So I hope you find this interesting. Let's think about it this way. So right now it's April 2024. We are at least in the US, it's the election year. It is coming off the 2023, which was a hot, screaming inflation mess with a lot of macroeconomics not being generally favorable to very risky type investments, such as biotech is in general. There's certainly been a very difficult environment for the economy at large. And certainly that cooled down a lot of activity when it comes to early stage research in particular. So probably it's not a secret to anybody who has been following what's going on with biotechnology industry that a lot of layoffs have been happening ever since, I would say, almost end of 2022 and going into the 2023 and now continuing well into the 2024. And I feel like that is certainly probably not going to surprise anyone at this point in time, but certainly you got to remember this is a part of a larger trend that has been going on for well over a year now. And certainly the main reasons for that are, again, the inflation. And I feel like that's the main driver, because people might attribute it to things like AI or things like bad economy or whatever. But it's really, let's just call it what it is. It's really the inflation that has a huge outsized effect, I would say, on the overall market. Because ultimately, if the investment is too risky and it costs a lot of money to invest in biotech, and in the environment where a lot of other things cost a lot and you want to preserve some cash, where it's some kind of uncertainty, you want to be very mindful of where you put that money in. So from the investor standpoint, they want something sure and that's going to happen. And those early stage biotech investments, like we've seen in 2020, 2021, where a lot of COVID money was going on and was going around, that party is now fully over. And so what I hear people in biotech ask the most is, does that mean that this is now going to be like this? How long is it going to last, this kind of downturn in biotech? And I feel like besides this sort of backdrop of layoffs, I think another important thing that we should consider is not just that poor economy, how it affects biotech, but I feel like there's another side product, if you will, or side effect, I should say, of these changes in biotech, this divestment from early stage risky research towards late stage commercial with something with a lot more potential. I feel like there is another side effect that happened. And that side effect, I feel like, has even more effect on biotechnology, which is the mentality shift and how biotechnology should be done. And that's, I'm going to touch on that in just a second, but I feel like that's much more important than just the inflation. Inflation will inevitably come down eventually, not necessarily in the next couple of months, maybe not even by the end of this year in any meaningful way. I feel like it still has a long way to go from where it was in 2021. Or 2020, right? There's a lot of percentage points that Federal Reserve hiked those interest rates by. So we have a long way to go down in order for us to see any meaningful changes. But I feel like the damage is already done. There's a lot of inflation. Prices are so much higher. Even vendors across biotech industry have to start raising prices now. So that's now fully baked into the fabric of biotechnology industry as a whole. But besides that, I feel like the layoffs are now, even though they may have been precipitated by the inflation, rising costs, uncertainty in the market, and all those things, they have inevitably morphed into something else. I feel like now, and this is very important, I feel like now the reason for layoffs is a shift in mentality of how biotechnology should function in the first place. Now, what I mean by that is I feel like now there is a lot more companies that are doing, I don't want to say the same amount of research, but they are doing, that can get away with surviving and advancing their pipeline, their research pipeline, with very few resources. And the way they do that, and fewer resources than ever before, I should say. And the way they do that is they actually focus on outsourcing a lot of that research to contract research organizations. And that fact alone, I feel, has an extremely important effect on the biotechnology industry as a whole. This is now creating another layoff cycle, if you will, that a lot of companies start to realize that the money is tight, they have to pare down, but now they've also had some time to adjust to this new reality of being leaner. And now they've started to, they had to outsource some of the work because they just didn't have the internal resources to pursue some of those projects. And maybe now they've started to see, okay, maybe that model can exist. And that outsourcing is in fact the new norm, or going to become the new norm for a lot of companies. In fact, in my role in business development, I'm speaking with biotech founders or scientific managers or directors of discovery. And what I'm hearing is, in essentially, you can do a lot of research just simply by outsourcing. In fact, you can argue that you don't even need to have your own lab in some cases. If you're starting with some kind of idea that's been validated elsewhere, or you just out-licensing some kind of potential candidate target, if you will, and then you need to run some experiments, you can be fully virtual. You don't need to have your own lab. You can fully outsource a number of great projects that can be done by contract research organizations that can actually advance everything to the clinic. In fact, you can take that even further, and actually there are CROs for running clinical trials. There are CROs for CDMOs now to manufacture commercial products for you. So literally all you can do, you just need a small team of people to fully execute that and kind of control the activities of those different organizations that you are contracting this work to. And I feel like that switch from insourced talent pool, vertical integration, if you will, that we've seen the biotech in the years past, is now subsiding and turning and morphing into this distributed, if you will, approach. But now, of course, back to the layoffs, right? That's the cycle that or downward spiral, which essentially continues to more and more layoffs occurring, right? Essentially, companies and maybe leadership realizes you can accomplish a lot of those same activities just by outsourcing that somewhere else, instead of trying to hire people, trying to retain people, trying to pay them more. Because one of the side things of inflation that is cost of living adjustments, is all the salaries that are now have to be paid much higher, much, much higher wages. And that, of course, let's be honest, nobody wants to pay more for anything, whether you're grocery shopping or whether you are trying to hire an employee. You don't want to overpay if you don't have to. Nobody is really immune to that. So ultimately, this is what's now driving the layoffs, I feel like, in my opinion. It's not just the inflation, but now as a byproduct of inflation, it's this mentality switch towards the CRO mindset. So this brings me to what it really means for an applicant trying to find a new job. Whether you are employed and looking elsewhere for employment, or you're just trying to land a job as quickly as possible, if you've been unfortunately part of those layoffs or restructurings, this is the mindset I'd like you to consider. And this is, again, coming to what I just mentioned as far as the reasons for the layoffs. Now let's think what can be done about that and what it really means. This means now this biotechnology industry that we find ourselves in is going to be increasingly driven by very small and potentially a lot more of those pool of biotech companies that are virtual or semi-virtual or just very small and lean companies, and a lot of CROs that are going to potentially get larger and larger as a result of this shift from internal R&D towards external R&D. So if you're looking for a job, the first place I would like you to consider is not just necessarily joining a biotech company, even though they may be hiring. Consider looking at CROs. The reason for that, besides the obvious, where I feel like they're going to have more business, is if you think of now that more and more biotechs are going to be leaner, that means the quality of candidates they're going to look for to potentially manage those CROs is going to be very fierce. That competition is going to be fierce. They're going to be really trying to identify the best candidates for those positions. And that may make it that much harder to land a job in a proper biotech, unlike maybe in the last several years. So that means try and think of CROs that are doing the kind of research that you're familiar with and see if they have those positions available. I feel like that's one very simple adjustment you can make, and certainly try to look into those a lot more closely now that you know what the reason for the layoffs is and how that precipitated a switch in biotechnology industry as a whole. And certainly, there's plenty of, I guess, great strategies on job search in general. I certainly don't want to make this entire video all about that. I would say raise your LinkedIn profile is probably one I would do. I would focus on the most. Try to post something, opinion piece about something you see in the news, whether it's about layoffs or it's about some other biotechnology news story that you may be familiar with, or you have knowledge about that you can speak on that. Don't think like you have to be the expert in everything. Nobody, I think, should judge you if you don't know something or you make some kind of mistake. Ultimately, in the busy world that we live in, I feel like that's another thing I wanted to say. In the busy world that we live in, we tend to forget what happened 30 seconds ago, like what happened 2 minutes ago, especially if we are online and scrolling on our phones. We certainly don't have the luxury of remembering every conversation we ever had, especially if you're trying to reach out to somebody on LinkedIn and you don't hear a reply, which tends to be very often, that's a strategy that a lot of people recommend, or try to reach out to your network on LinkedIn. People forgot about you, I'm sorry to say. People forgot about you probably 5 minutes after. Even if they were meaning to get back to you and you just haven't heard from them in a couple of days, it's likely they may have seen the message, but they just forgot to get back to you. So one of the ways to mitigate that is you can ping them, you know, those people again. Some may not reply, some might. That's okay to remind them, actually. It's likely they just forgot. But I feel like the best way to do it is just to raise your profile for your network at large is by posting some things on LinkedIn and engaging with other people's content. That I feel like that helped me tremendously in my career. And I feel like that's the the easiest way to at least elevate your persona just at the top of people's minds. Because if they happen to see a post and they see like, oh, you've commented on something, or you made a post about something, that might trigger their memory and say, oh, I should get back to them. And that's I feel like that's a very simple yet very powerful technique that you can employ to get the response rate higher. Certainly, it obviously helps with as part of interviews. You can maybe mention that you're very active on LinkedIn, you're really following the news, you understand, you have a lot of those transferable skills and really communication skills, which a lot of companies now, especially if you think about it, if the jobs of those biotechs end up being managing CROs or vice versa, if you're going for CRO, you got to know how to talk to clients or be, you know, have those transferable communication skills. From both of those angles, you have to, you know, really be able to demonstrate the communication soft transferable skills. So those are the kind of the things that I think about whenever somebody asks me what's going on with biotech. Certainly, I'm trying to understand it the best as I can. I may not have all the answers. I certainly don't profess to know more than I do. But these were some thought-provoking ideas that I share with other people. I'm curious what you think about these, you know, all the news coming from biotech, all the layoffs that are happening. What do you think is the main reason? And I'm curious what you think are best solutions for people who are struggling, who are looking for those positions. Add me on LinkedIn. I'm happy to connect you with people that I know in my network or just share some free advice. Happy to help as many people as I can. And my thoughts on the biotech industry, let's be kinder to each other. Let's support one another in this transition and to this new biotech that we find ourselves in. Again, keep your ears to the ground. Maybe you'll find a great opportunity. Share it with somebody you may know. I think it will go a long way, and I'm sure some goodness will come to you as well.